Hello everybody, this is the translation of Guy de Larbre's message for Sunday the 27th of March. We will read from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The purpose of this story. It is, firstly, that Jesus surrounds himself with disciples to make them fishers of men. That men who have nothing in common with masters of the Mosaic law receive the teaching of Jesus, pay attention to the traditional teaching received or the absence of teaching. What counts is the teaching of Jesus Christ. A teaching, a correct study of the Word of God are required. Do not neglect the study of the Word of God and the confrontation of opinions. Then may this teaching lead them to work for the salvation of humanity. The disciples are called to take a look at humanity in order to transmit the teaching of Jesus, not to keep it for selfishness. In a word, to evangelize, bring the good news of Jesus to men. May, by following the example of the miraculous catch, many people on this earth be caught in the nets of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There should be no restraint, comparable, for example, to the shame of the gospel, as the Apostle Paul would say, to believe that there is no other name under heaven by which we should be saved, as the Apostle Peter would say, and not to fix ourselves on the limits of our capacities as we see it by the sinking boats. If Simon is at the forefront of the work to be done, others, the associates, some of whom are not named, participate in this work when needed. The problem is that the men to whom Jesus is speaking are tired because they have worked all night. Sometimes our occupations, our work, our rhythm of life fill our life so much that if it is not the physical fatigue that installs, it's the excuse of saying, "I don't have time," that takes over. That they only know how to catch fish, among these excuses also to say, "Someone else would do better than me." It may be true, but who knows? That they have to trust a carpenter, someone who knows nothing about fishing. Then that would be misunderstanding Christ. Jesus, of course, learned the trade of carpenter from Joseph, but Christ learned all things from the Heavenly Father. And if he says to someone, "Go ahead, and do not be satisfied not to fish at the edge of the shore, cast your nets with your companions," and again, "Do not be afraid, you will be fishers of men," these are truths to be heard, truths that are based on a teaching, not the simple voice of a man. Doubt and trust are at stake. What do we know? Jesus gave a lesson in the boat, but not that it has already been noticed, because Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. And then we read in Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39, Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. And then we read in Luke chapter 5, verse 5, and finally, the teaching of Jesus in the boat must have been instrumental in leading Simon to say, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I will let down the nets. The challenge was to trust in order to cast the nets and to understand, a fortiori, that there is something other than fish to be caught in the nets. Something other than working for oneself and one's own family, and also that sometimes you have to work in a group. At our level, it is a question of seeing beyond the simple work, the only service, the only duty that we already accomplish today. The Lord enables us to persevere, even though our reason would tell us to stop. Whatever the fields of activity we know, family, social, ecclesial, it is sometimes a question of having more audacity. It is sometimes useful to call on associates, helpers, advisers, and in the spiritual domains, men and women of prayer. Note in passing that the associates do not shy away from the task, and in the family domain, or ecclesial in particular, everyone must be able to tell themselves that they can lend a hand, thus responding to the call for help. From there we are able to realize that we can put forward the faith that allows us to move forward when all seems lost at a standstill. Does your faith have any limits? Starting from there, we are led to put into practice the content of the gospel, the good news. A gospel studied, glorified in our lives. This gospel is not, let's eat and drink because tomorrow we die. It shouldn't be. It's not metro, work, sleep. It shouldn't be. It's not discouragement or fatality. It shouldn't be. This gospel is hope, a search for peace, justice, love. It is forgiveness up to 77 times 7. It is life after death. It is consolation. It is compassion. It is still believing. An example. In the first century, slavery was in order, and Jesus did not come to change these rules. Men will be led to understand that slavery should be banished from our societies, but that is later on. On the other hand, faith in Jesus made sure to change the way that a slave perceived his master, and how the master perceived his slave. See Paul's recommendations and the testimony of Philemon and Onesimus. Yes, Jesus spoke to hearts so that they could find a new motivation in their work, like the disciples with their nets in the morning of a sterile fishing. Yes, Jesus spoke to hearts so that those who have been touched could reproduce the teaching of Jesus with people who have a short view of life and effort. Sin made us understand that we must work by the sweat of our brow. We see that in Genesis. The grace in Jesus Christ makes us understand that certainly the forehead will sweat, that certainly it will cost me to fulfill this service, even in the church, but above that I must be able to perceive that what I do neither for myself to glorify myself, nor for a person at the risk of hating him because of the pain that this represents. But I do it for the Lord to glorify him out of obedience because of the faith that I put in him. I'm tired. There is reasonably nothing humanly to hope for. But because I'm before you and you tell me to, I'm returning. This world needs people who don't shy away from the task, who don't complain at the slightest effort, who don't quit easily, but who persevere, who don't have a narrow, selfish or proud view of life, simply because the teaching of Jesus took place in them. And our international relationships, our social relationships, will evolve towards a society and a life which will do good to all. You are tired, Jesus says to you. Go back all the same. But if you go there again, it is because you have understood the teaching that was given in the boat, the teaching on the new life which integrates values that many have forgotten. Who can give instruction in these values if not the one who has integrated and experienced them in his life? Faith comes by hearing, but who will announce it if no one is sent? Romans 10. Have you integrated these values properly? Jesus has put light in our darkness. Jesus spoke differently of all the doctors of the law. Jesus invites us to go against reason by faith in him. Jesus asks us to experience his faith and not to put it into practice only on Sundays or on certain occasions. Jesus then tells us, "You have heard, you have seen. So come follow me and then you will bear the same fruit that I have borne. You will even make disciples as I have made you followers." Reading from Éclat d'Evangile, a book of meditations by Pastor Marion Muller-Coulard, on page 83 of her book, we read, "Based on your word, I will go, like Peter, to deeper waters to search my own quest and fathom my desire. So on your word I will discover in myself a boldness, an impetus, a hunger, which today I am silencing for fear that it will be frustrated. On your word I will arise as if invited by a smile. On your word I will leave my fear on the shore. I will finally see it for what it is, a skimpy outfit that nothing obliges me to wear. On your word my nets will then overflow with your gifts. I would laugh to be large enough to welcome them all. On your word, I will no longer presume my own places, my marked paths. I will go elsewhere. On your word, Lord, I know that life is a dance of which you show a new step every day. Amen."